עכשיו, מה סתם, ורמב"ם מהסיר על ההקדומה, לכל המצוות שניתנו לו למשה בסיני בפירושה ניתנו, שנאמר ואתנו וחס לוחס האבן והתורה והמצווה, תורה זו תורה של צו, ומצווה זו פירושה. וציוונו לעשות התורה על פי המצווה, ומצווה זו היא הנקרא תורה של אור פעם. אבל רמב"ם מפרש את התורה של צו, הוא אומר, it is תורה של צו. When he refers to the Torah Shebal Peh, he says it's Nikres Torah Shebal Peh. So we understood that the Rambam is an excellent pedagogue. So we understood that Mitzad V'Cheftza, what we refer to as Torah Shebal Peh, Mitzad V'Cheftza, it's a Cheftza Shel Perush. It's the explanation, it's the commentary that elucidates the Torah Shebal Peh. It's Torah Shebal Peh mitzad the mesira, mitzad how it's transmitted. But mitzad the chavtza is the chavtza shel perush. Later on, in the Hagdama, the Rambam writes, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, if you're looking at a Frankel, it's on Omer Beis in the right-hand column. I don't know, a dozen lines up. Rabbeinu HaKadosh Chiva HaMishnah. U'mimos Moshe v'ad Rabbeinu HaKadosh v'chibiru chibu shemalam denosa b'rav v'metor shebal peh. So this was unprecedented. Ela b'chol dor v'ador rosh bezdin o navi sheyiye v'oso hador kosev v'atzmo zikaron b'shmua sheshama merabosav v'hu melamed al peh b'rabim b'chein kol echad v'echad kosev v'atzmo kifi kocho mibiyo hator mehuchoseha k'mo sheshama u'midvorim sheneschad shu b'chol dor v'ador v'dinim shelo lamod mipi ha'shmua אלא במידה, משלושס ומידוס, והסכימו עליהן באזן הגדול. וכן הוא יהדו ותומד אלו בבין הקדוש. So the Rambam says, כסדר, long before רבינו הקדוש came along, people used to write down Torah Shebal Peh. That wasn't something revolutionary, במוס רבינו הקדוש. וכן הוא יהדו ותומד אלו בבין הקדוש, that kol echad ve'echad, I'm splicing here, was kosev li'atzmo zikoron b'shmuos, v'chein kol echad ve'echad kosev li'atzmo kifikocha mibiyah ator mehuchoseh. So people used to take notes. They used to take notes. What was totally, totally novel is that until that point, you couldn't share your notes with anyone. You couldn't share your notes. The notes were there to prompt a person's own memory, but the teaching, the transmitting, was purely Baal Peh. That's what the Rav Zichron Levavcha used to point out in these lines in the Rambam, that for the Rambam, when the Gemara says that Dvarim Shebaal Peh, Yata Rashal Omer Bechsav, it means in terms of Mesiras HaTorah. It doesn't mean that the Cheftza was supposed to always be purely Baal Peh. It meant that in terms of Mesiras HaTorah, the Mesiras HaTorah was supposed to be Panim al Panim. Was supposed to be, you were supposed to be Mekabel Torah entirely from a Rebbe. Not from a Rebbe and also Mitoch HaKsav, but entirely from a Rebbe. Well, so that's, right, that's, so the Rambam Lishitaso, again, it's Nikres Torah Shebal Peh. It's not a Cheftza Shel Torah Shebal Peh. It's Nikres Torah Shebal Peh. Again, mitzad the Cheftza, it's Perush. It's Nikres Torah Shebal Peh because Moshe Rabbeinu, the way he transmitted the Perush was Baal Peh, and therefore it's Nikres Torah Shebal Peh. And that was the whole Hanhoga of Dvarim Shebal Peh, Yeh Torah Shel Nachsav, again, was a Hanhoga that related to Mesiras HaTorah. It was never a din in the Cheftza Shel Torah that it wasn't Nitan Lehekosev. it was a din in the Mesiras HaTorah. I'd kind of devote. That's what the Rav pointed out again. That it was that it was again Hanhog in Mesiras HaTorah. The Rambam continues. Who kibetz? Who meaning Rabbeinu Kodesh? Kibetz kol hashmuas. Again in the Hagdamah to Mishnah Torah. We have to take a look. Who kibetz kol hashmuas v'chol adin v'chol habiurin v'haperushin sheshamu mimoshe Rabbeinu. So that again, that was the change. That was the shift that they now began learning from a text. V'lama also Rabbeinu HaKadosh kach, v'l'niach adobo k'mo shehoyim. Why did Rabbeinu HaKadosh shift? V'fi shirosh ha-talmidim misma'atim v'holchem. Okay, factor number one. V'hatzaros mischadshos u'ba'os. U'mamlachas ha-rishah poshadas ba'olam u'misgaveres. 2 and 3, but maybe you want to call it 2a, 2b. V'Yisrael mizgalgalim v'holchem l'ktzavos chiba chiba echad lios b'ad kulam k'deh sh'yil medu b'mher v'lo yishakach. Okay, so the Rambam explains the impending, partially already present, but then impending, intensifying persecution and the threat to the Masorah of Torah Shebaal Peh, if it would remain purely oral, and because of that, Rabbeinu Kadosh wrote it down. Good, fine. What the Rambam doesn't say is that it was based on an Eis Lasos. He sort of describes what would qualify as an Eis Lasos, but he doesn't invoke the halacha. He doesn't invoke the category of Eis Lasos Hashem Hefer Torah Secha. If you take a look at Rashi in Gittin, so Rashi in Gittin, the Samach Amid Beis, Udvarm Diva Hamaskel, Udvarm Shabal Pe, Iyata Rashai Lekosvan, Mikara Tolomed, Shahat Talmud Lo Nitan Lekosev, Elam Ne Shahat Torah Mishtakachas. But why doesn't the Rambam invoke the Eis Lasos? Why doesn't the Rambam invoke Eis Lasos? I mean, Dvarim Shebaal Peh, Yitav Shalom and Bechsav, so the Gemara here in Gittin, this is the Gemara that the Rashi is commenting on. It appears in Tmura as well. Darash Rabbi Yehuda ba Nachmeni Mitogamani de Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Ksiv ksov lecha es hadvarim ha'ela, and ksiv ki alpi hadvarim ha'ela. Okay, it's hadvarim shebuchsav iyatar rashay la'omen alpeh. Dvarim shebalpeh iyatar rashay la'omen buchsav. So the mashmos, so the Rambam lechora should have, and right, that's the way we always present it. It was an Eis Lasos. It was an Eis Lasos. The Rambam doesn't say it was an Eis Lasos. Hagam that he's certainly describing the historical conditions that would warrant invoking that halacha, that category. So the pashya says is that even as something that relates to Mesiras HaTorah Shebaal Peh, the Rambam doesn't hold that. The Rambam holds that this is an asmachta. The Bishua. What he's saying is an asmachta. And the din is that Torah Shebaal Peh is to be transmitted as effectively as possible. that there is a chiyuv, the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is to perpetuate the Masorah, and that memela, that translates that you have to do it as effectively as possible. That might mean ve'elam eshvad mishatosim v'flem keshulchan orech, the clarity that is brought to bear, but it also means that clearly, there's much more potential for confusion, for misunderstanding, when there's no personal interaction between the Rebbe and the Talmidim, the way there is when we learn a sefer. So, memela, the most effective way to transmit the Masorah is al peh. So here's an asmachta. At the very moment, leaving Torah Sheval Peh as such, purely al peh, on the contrary, posed a danger to Torah Sheval Peh being forgotten. So then it wasn't an eis la'asos. Then me'ika adin, you were supposed to write it down. And the Rambam never invokes the eis la'asos.
Maybe explain that that's the pshat in the Rambam. In the Rambam, in the Hakdama, he says over here, the whole purpose is kedei she'elin neduhu b'mehera v'lo yishakach. L'chayah, it's very shver. Why should you learn it quickly? You're going to miss out on something. If you're learning it quicker, you're probably going to lose quality. No, but since the whole point is to continue the Masorah, therefore the ikar, the focus became on learning b'mehera so it doesn't get forgotten, not on the.
Meaning why Mahira?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, very good. But you say that the Chora, the Mahalach and the Rambam seems to be compelling, but it's against the Gemara. And on the Aleph here in Gitan, on Samach and Aleph, so the Gemara has as follows. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, and Lachish, Ba'ayne, B'sifra, Da Agadata, B'Shabata. They were Ma'ayin in Sifra, Da Agadata. They had B'chsav, we'll maybe try to hone our definition of Agadata later, Bezos Hashem Leinadu, but Agadata. V'holo nitan likosef, how could they be learning from such a sefer if the sefer never should have been written in the first place? Ella Kevin de lo Efsha, Ace Lassus Lashem, if ever to herself. So Rashi says, Vahodo Nitam Likosev, Shum Devar Talmud Vahalocha Vahagoda, Kid Aminu Likaman, Ela Takosev. Isn't this a chufta on what we're saying? So the emes is like this. And it's actually mefurish in the Rambam when the Rambam explains why the chokhma of Maaseh Breishis and Maaseh Merkava had been largely forgotten. Amongst Am Yisrael. So he explains as follows. He says, you know, Chazal told us that initially even halachos shouldn't be written down to avoid possible confusion, or inevitable confusion, not possible confusion, inevitable confusion, v'chul. And then he says, al achas kama v'kama, that if even halacha, which is exoteric, which is something that is mitzad the subject matter accessible to all of us, so al achas kama v'kama, when you're dealing with Sisrei Torah, that those can't be written down, because there, there's an additional concern of people being exposed to it who are not rotely, mitzad their understanding, mitzad their level of learning, to be dealing with Sisrei Torah. So it's clear that the Rambam says that when you go from the Chelek HaNigla of Torah to the Chelek HaNista of Torah, so there's a second issue involved in writing down Divrei Torah. When you're dealing only with Nigla, so then the issue again is that it doesn't have the same, writing it down invites misunderstanding, invites confusion in a way that the personal transmission doesn't. B, writing it down means that anyone can just pick up the sefer. Now that's not a problem in terms of Nigla, because Nigla is intended for everyone. But that is a problem in terms of Nista. So, it's clear that Delo Karashi, the Rambam learns Pshat in this Gemara, that the Isser of Lo Nitan Lehikasev, and the fact that it's only Mutter, Mitzan and Es Lasos, was by Sifra Da'agadita. Sifra Da'agadita was dealing with Maisa Bereshis, Maisa Merkavit, was dealing with the Chelek HaNista Shabbatara. The Chelek HaNista Shabbatara, so that's Taken Isser Me'ikr HaDin. Not mitzad that chetze of Torah Shabbal Peh, no, but mitzad the fact that in Mostrin, that you're only allowed to be Moser Sisrei Torah to those who are Ruyim. The minute a Machaber writes something down, so then he loses control over who can access his sefer. So the Rambam learns Pshat, the Gemara invokes an Eis Lasos for writing down Sisrei Torah. Not writing down Halochos. The Rambam in his Hakdam to Noam Ruchim also invokes an Eis Lasos. He says that I wrote this Sefer because of an Eis Lasos. Because he's also not dealing with, he doesn't say that there's an Eis Lasos in writing Mishnah Torah. But he says that he's relying on an Eis Lasos, on a head of Eis Lasos, in writing down the what he wrote in the Mora. So that's the Pshat here. I think we mentioned last time, I'm not sure. Rabbeinu Yonah comments on the line, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, which is agav, the Rambam that even before Rabbeinu Kodosh, everyone used to write notes for themselves. So that's the Pshat. I think maybe the Maritz Chiyas points this out. You find some places, the Gemara, for instance, in the beginning of Perek HaZorek in Shabbos, refers to Megillas Storim, that they found such and such in Megillah Storim, a hidden Megillah. So what was the hidden Megillah? So the Pasha is a conjunction, that's what it means, that everyone who had notes, so the notes had to be hidden. You couldn't, a father couldn't, he couldn't be Moorish the notes to his son either. A Rebbe couldn't be Moorish the notes to, basically, a person's notes when he died was supposed to go into Gnisa. So Megillah Star means it was a Megillah that was hidden, but apparently not hidden well enough 100% of the time.
So if they found it, how could they read it?
Yeah, I don't know. So they shouldn't have looked. I don't know. Okay. Moshe Kibel Torah Misina Misal Yeshua. Ben Yona comments. Moshe Kibel Torah Misina Misal Yeshua. Ben Torah Shavuksa, Ben Torah Shavalpeh. Sha'atara b'ferusha nitna. So it's a little difficult. The Lashon HaMishnah is a little difficult, right? Rosh HaKibol Torah Misinai, U'misagah, right? Masar Osa. So the antecedent of the Osa is the Torah mentioned in the phrase of Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, but it doesn't really have the same meaning. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai means Bein Torah Shel Tzav, Bein Torah Shel Bal Peh. The Mesira LeYoshua was Torah Shel Bal Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give Torah Shel Tzav to Yoshua more than to anyone else. He wrote the 12th Sefer Torah and gave one to each Shevet, and then he wrote a 13th Sefer Torah and put it in the Orem. So the Mesira of Torah Shel Tzav, Yoshua doesn't stand out in terms of the Mesira of Torah Shel Tzav. Yeshua obviously stands out in terms of the Mesira of Torah Shel Tzav. So it's kind of funny. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, so Torah has a broad meaning of Torah Shel Tzav and Torah Shel Tzav, and Mesirah le Yeshua, so then it has a more constricted meaning of Torah Shel Tzav. It's not glut. So take a look again here in the Hakdamas HaRambam. Kol mitzvah shenitnu lo Moshe v'Sinai b'feirusha nitnu shenema ve'etzenol l'chos l'chos ha'abim v'atorah v'amitzvah. Torah zah Torah Shel Tzav, u'mitzvah zeh perusha. V'tzivanu la'asos ha'Torah al pi ha'mitzvah, u'mitzvah zah hi ha'nikras Torah Shel Bal Peh. Right. Kol ha'Torah kasuv b'Moshe Rabbeinu kol sh'yamos l'chosav yado. The Nasan Sefer L'Choshevet V'Shevet Sefer Echad Nisa Nohu Bo'oron La'ed Shneim Alakoch Eis Sefer HaTorah Zer V'Samtum V'Som Mitzvah Aron B'Yis Hashem L'Kechem Bo'oron Shem B'Chol La'ed V'Hamitzvah She'Yiperish HaTorah L'Ksov V'Alatzivu V'Lezikeinu V'LeYoshua U'V'Shor Kol Yisrael Shneim Eis Kol Adav V'Shor Anotim Mitzvah V'Eschem Osu Sish V'Lasas V'Sos Sefer V'Sigma V'Mimenu M'Nei Zer Nikreis Torah Shel Bal Peh. Nachama, skipping the rereading, but without the pasuk this time. V'hamitzvah she'yiperish haTorah lo kisava elatziva bo lezikeinu v'leYoshua v'shor kol Yisrael u'mipnei zeh nikreis Torah Shel Bal Peh. Meaning, initially the Rambam said that we refer to the chefetz shel perush haTorah. We refer to it as Torah Shel Bal Peh, and now he explains to us why it's nikkres Torah Shel Bal Peh. The differentiation in terms of Mesiras HaTorah between Torah Shel Tzav and Torah Shel Bal Peh. The Torah Shel Tzav is nimsar, is buksav. How do we maintain the masorah of Torah Shel Tzav? By copying Sifrei Torah. We have the Sifrei Torah going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, and since then, as the Gemara Megillah says, when you write a Sefer Torah, you write from another Sefer Torah. So the Mesira of Torah Shel Tzav is Buksav. The Mesira of Torah Shel Bal Peh was Meirav LeTalmud, Midor LeDor, but that differentiation but Ofen HaMesira only happened when Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe the Torah. In terms of Moshe Rabbeinu receiving the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give Moshe Rabbeinu a gift-wrapped on Zayin Adar, a birthday present of, you know, here's the Sefer Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. Meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu received Torah Shel Tzav al peh. So the differentiation in terms of Oth and HaMesira happened at the next link in the Shalshalas HaMasorah, when Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Torah So then he's Moser Torah. That's what the Rambam is describing. Call him Torah, cost for Moshe Rabbeinu. This is how Moshe Rabbeinu was Moser Torah Shavuksav. He was Moser Torah Shavuksav by writing the Sefer Torah for us. Sifrei Torah for us. And how was Moshe Rabbeinu Moser Torah Shavuksav? Tziva Bali Yeshua Luzikainim L'shar Kol Yisrael. So the differentiation in Ofen HaMesira happens at the stage of Moshe LeYeshua, not at the stage of Moshe Kibel Torah MiSinai, but at the stage of Moshe LeYeshua. So the Pshat of the Mishnah is like this. Pshat of the Mishnah is that the Mishnah is telling us the Shalsheles of the oral Masorah. So Memela, therefore, it's understood that when you mention Torah at the stage of Moshe MiSinai, so Torah has a broader meaning than it means Torah Shavuksav and Torah Shebaal Peh, because at that first stage, even the Ofen HaMesira of Torah Shavuksav was Baal Peh, and it's clear that subsequently, you're only talking about Torah Shebaal Peh, because the differentiation happened there. Agav, these lines, if you reread these lines, that they also reflect what we discussed before again, that kol mitzvah shenidlo Moshe b'Sinai, b'feirusha nidnu, shenema ve'etnu l'cho esluchu zavna ha'torah, ve'mitzvah Torah zav Torah shebuchzav, ve'mitzvah zav peirusha, ve'tzivanu l'asas ha'torah pi ha'mitzvah, mitzvah zav ha'nikrish Torah shebaal peh. Kol Torah costs of all Moshe Rabbeinu Kodem Shiyom Sivsav Yodam Nasan Sefer Choshev V'Sheve V'Sefer Echad Nisranohu Ba'oran L'Eid Shinam Alakoch Eis Sefer Torah Zav V'Samtum Sam Yitzir Haron B'Yis Hashem Alakech V'Hashem B'Chala Eid. Good. V'Hamitzvah Shiperish HaTorah L'Kos V'El Atzivah B'Ol L'Zkeinu B'Li Yeshua L'Shor Ko Yisrael Shinam Ha'Eis Kol Dov Shem Anokim Tzav V'Eschem Osu Sish V'Lasos V'El Sosef Olav V'El Sigva V'Menu V'Nezah Nikris Torah Shabal Peh. The Rambam doesn't attribute Moshe Rabbeinu's transmitting the Perush HaTorah orally to a tzivah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't say Nitztava Moshe Rabbeinu Shelo Lichtov El Limsor Al Peh. V'hamitzvah Shei Perush HaTorah Lo Kosva, subject Moshe Rabbeinu, right? The Rambam never attributes it to a mitzvah. Why? Because the Shita says there is no din daraisa that dvarim shebaal peh iyat harashay la'omim b'chsav. It's just a more general din of transmitting Torah to the best of your ability. So the same way you have to choose your words carefully. Chacham hizar v'devechem, you have to choose your words carefully to explain things as well as you can. So who at din, who at tam, it should be Baal Peh, but there isn't the exeris across of Baal Peh. So Mamela, the Rambam doesn't attribute that, not Yul Taina I, but he doesn't attribute the Ksiva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu either. That's not a Taina. Kol HaTorah costs from Moshe Rabbeinu Kodem Shiyom Sosav Yodah, here too he doesn't say Nitztava. That's not a question, because Heyos that the Rambam originally said that Torah is Torah Shavachsav, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it as Torah Shavuksav. So it's clear that indicates that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it has to be written. But Torah Shebaal Peh is only Nikrei's Torah Shebaal Peh. It wasn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah Shebaal Peh. He gave a Chafetz Shel Perush, which is Nikrei's Torah Shebaal Peh. So there hasn't been any intimation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it has to be Baal Peh, and then the Rambam doesn't intimate it. Pitaka doesn't. Why? Because there is no such din. And that's why the Rambam later doesn't need the Eis Lasos B'Meri Ben HaKadosh. The din was and is that Torah is supposed to be Nimseres Midor L'Dor as effectively as possible for 40 generations down to Avinu Kadosh, that was accomplished Baal Peh. And then, B'meri Avinu Kadosh, it became clear that it would be accomplished most effectively by also having an element it's not, you know, a moshel l'madav adoma. It's not an es lasos that we're studying and learning Torah in English and not in Yiddish. So in Eastern Europe, so the best way to teach Torah was in Yiddish. So they taught in Yiddish. Here, where very few people are fluent in Yiddish, so the best way to learn Torah is in the language in which we're fluent.
I don't understand that. How could Moshe believe that not writing it down, that speaking it to someone else and not writing it down and having it given out to everybody would be the best way of transmitting the Torah Shabbat Peh? I guess it would be easier to just write it down from the get-go.
Why? But you just explained it. We're learning panim on panim, so it's something you don't understand, so you're asking. But if we weren't learning panim on panim, so you wouldn't understand.
I'm
sorry, a little louder, please.
Ram learns that Baker is in the Torah has to be learned in the most efficient way possible. So does that mean that for one to overextend themselves in learning, let's say go to a shir that's too hard for them, or go to a shir Hebrew that they're not familiar with, are they over to some extent that did?
Only if they fool themselves into thinking that they understood what they didn't understand, but there are lots of opportunities that we take advantage of to do that. But there's no issur per se. Let's say an Odom Gadol comes, and he's going to speak in a language that we're not conversant with. But you want to have the experience of being in the room with the Odom Gadol. Okay, so the Torah thought that was a good idea, but hakel, it's hard to say that we're going to rule it out. If I go to the shir and then I, you know, delude myself into thinking that I understood more than I did, and I then quote him and I then represent this as being divrei Torah, so that's no good. But kishel atzmo, it's not a problem.
Often make decisions when one has to decide whether they should push themselves to do something they're not comfortable with, but they're not ready for yet, or to hold back. So how does one balance that in terms of, in light of this bit?
Again, the same self-awareness. Clearly, you know, as you're saying, you know, correctly, you know, the first day a person opens a Gemara, so his understanding is obviously not as good as it's going to be on the second, third, fourth, or fifth days, and is going to be subpar, but that's, you know, that's the way a person develops. That's the way a person grows in learning, and that is part of the, you know, Torah's nicknames, but almost the yegiya on every level. You know, on our level of making a leining, and on Reb Chaim and the Vilna Gaon's level of understanding Torah to, you know, its greatest depths. It's the fact that we're pushing ourselves, we just need to do it with a self-awareness of, you know, where we're holding in that process.
Would it be okay if, like, somebody would rewrite the whole Gemara in English and we just learn from that? Because they just wrote it in Aramaic, I'm assuming, because that was the language. It's like no Inyan Masorah or like something along those lines.
No, there is in the, you're asking about the Yiddish, asking about in terms of the comment about Yiddish. No, there is in the following sense, the best translation in the world is never a good substitute for the original. Like it's not a knock on a translator if one says, you know, that... You really should learn this in the original. The best translation in the world. No two languages, no two languages totally align in terms of we kind of, you know, the way. So, again, the those of us who. You know, who were born here and grew up here, so we you know, our mother tongue is English. Okay, so the only way you learn anything is by translating. You know, well, what does Lech Lecha mean? And we sort of, it encourages a fallacy. You can't really avoid it, it's just at a certain point, one is supposed to realize that it's a fallacy. It encourages a fallacy, you know, that languages align. And that lech means go, and based on that, so then we if we sort of never have a deeper understanding, so then we think languages align, and you don't lose anything in translation. So A, languages don't align. You know, there are all kinds of nuances, which is why if you ever try to translate a relatively simple passage, and you try to translate it as well as possible, it can almost drive you crazy, because the amount of effort and thought that go, and even then, it's going to be imperfect. But that it shouldn't be more imperfect than it has to be. It's a tremendous avoda translation. It's a tremendous avoda because A, no two languages align. B, anytime a person translates, al kochach, what that now means is, you know, maybe there was some nuance. Let's say so we spent the past 45 minutes just reading and rereading the same lines here and then the Rambam's Hagdama. I don't know, so take an English translation of the Hagdama and see, a well-done translation, and see how much of this meant, you know, could a person derive from... All the, again, A, because the languages don't align, and B, because if whenever you have a machaber who writes with subtlety, so Mehecha Teise, that the translator has that, you know, picks up on every subtlety, and what he doesn't pick up on, so then is not accessible to us. So... If someone's a genius in learning languages and can do it very quickly, so Avadi should learn Jidari Arabic and study Perish Mishnayos in the original and learn Shuva Sarambam in the original, learn Kol Salvados and Emunas Vadeos in the original. I don't know how many people are geniuses in learning languages, and the time he's going to spend to learn the languages, you know, is time that's going to be siphoned off from other things.
And Rabbi, a couple of days ago, spoke about how why the Gemara quotes Hava Minas that were just based off misunderstanding. And the goal of the Gemara is to let you like live in the East language of the Amoraim. Is that the same idea? Because that's the best way for us to understand it in terms of the transmission.
To understand with the fact that it should be oral, that it should be Ishmi to Ish as opposed to written. Yeah, there is overlap. I'm not sure that I would conflate the two, but there is overlap between those two. Okay, we'll stop.